We're going to start at Melbourne with their best midfielder as it sits. I mean, Petrarca's that midfield forward, but their best prospect in the midfield is Clayton Oliver, and his name won't go away. Why not?
Well, everything we hear around Clayton Oliver is that he was disappointed with the end of the season and he felt that he should have been higher in Melbourne's best and fairest. Now, that is not enough on its own to request a trade or to leave that footy club. I see him staying at Melbourne next year. Everyone you speak to around him suggests that he will. Obviously, clubs get wind of this, like we do, Kane, and start asking the question, but I see the most likely scenario is that Clayton Oliver stays at the Demons next year.
Mm. When a player's contracted, unless they come out and say, I want out, it's very unlikely that these deals happen, isn't it?
It does, and that's what we're waiting to see with what happens with Josh Dunkley, because until he formally asks for a trade, then nothing can happen, and the Dogs have got all the power. They do have the power because Dunkley is contracted, but obviously requesting that trade puts pressure on the existing club when the player is does have a deal for the future, and Clayton Oliver hasn't even considered that to this point.
If you were Melbourne, you'd want to start talking to him about a contract extension, though, because we know he's 12 months out from coming out of contract. He's got one more left at the Demons, and you don't want that speculation, I guess, right throughout next year.
Not at all. And, you know, you play like Clayton Oliver, who, you know, by his lofty standards that he's created in his 3 or 4 years at AFL footy, probably had a disappointing second half of the year by his standards. So he'll be hoping to have a big 6 weeks to start next year to drive his value up. And then he falls out of contract at end of 21. But he's not a free agent because he hasn't been in the game for 8 years. So a lot of water to go under that bridge. But I do see him staying for next season.
A lot of other names happening at Melbourne. Angus Brayshaw is one that's been spoken about for a good 2 seasons now.
Yeah, and this is one we looked at last year, Kane, and often what happens with these is, you know, everyone says nothing's happening and it's you know, go away, turn away, don't look at this. But from what I've garnered this year is that the Angus Brayshaw to Fremantle move last year was more along the line than what some suggested. So the Dockers definitely looked at Angus Brayshaw last year. He decided to stay at Melbourne and not explore that trade. Now, another year on, as you mentioned, Petrarca goes into that midfield, so the midfield minutes and the centre bounce attendances are less now for Angus Brayshaw. Still no noise that he's leaving right now, but I'm still keeping my eyes on this one. Most likely scenario, definitely, that he stays, but with Oliver to stay, Viney's re-signed, Petrarca going through there, James Harms is another one who is in and out of the team and was a, you know, one of their up-and-coming stars only 2 or 3 years ago. I'm not putting a line through Angus Brayshaw's name in my list for this trade period just yet.
Yeah, I'd be frustrated if I was him as well. Just that midfield mix at Melbourne hasn't worked. Too similar, I think. And Angus is one of those players who is tough and wins contested footy and clearances, but can't break away. And I think that's probably the missing piece to Melbourne's midfield. So I would be looking perhaps for more opportunity if I was Angus. Alex Neil-Bullen and Aaron Vandenberg on the trade table, Mitch. And Tom McDonald has been linked to the Giants.
Yeah, so Neil-Bullen and Vandenberg both contracted for next year, both have contracts until the end of 2021. Neil-Bullen, definitely gettable if a club wants to come and get him. But when we talk about list sizes, you know, Alex Neil-Bullen in and out of that Melbourne team, it would take someone else to come and get him. And I don't see that right now. As for Vandenberg, well, he had interest a couple of years ago from Sydney, Kane, and turned down a nice offer there to stay at the Demons. Simon Goodwin absolutely loves him, and we talk about those midfielders. Well, he's that crash and bash inside bullocking mid that they absolutely love. So unless a club came and chased him, I don't see him leaving Melbourne. As for Tom McDonald, this is a fascinating one for me. They're looking at Ben Brown. They've been open over the weekend about having done an interview with him online, in the process of doing a medical with Ben Brown. Well, Tom McDonald couldn't get in the second half of this year, Kane. How's he going to go as a key forward when Ben Brown lobs, and if he lobs? You know, they've shown that Luke Jackson, when he's fit, they were prepared to play him. So if I'm Tom McDonald, I'm looking to get out. It's just a matter of trying to find something else. And the Giants have been linked, but that forward line is already pretty stocked with Himmelberg, Finlayson and Riccardi. Maybe they're considering him to move back, because I think that's more of a need for the Giants than a forward position.
Yeah, he's a defender for me. I mean, I know he had that one good season as a key forward, but he's every bit of a defender for me, and I'd be making the move back to defence if I was going to trade for Tom McDonald.